This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. In today's story, we meet Elliot, an inquisitive youth who discovers a new friend at the aquarium and takes him home. Here is a 2013 Caldecott Honor Book and New York Times bestseller, One Cool Friend, written by Tony Buzzio with pictures by David Small, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, an imprint of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Elliot was a very proper young man, and there's a picture of Elliot dressed in a tuxedo. So on Saturday morning, when his father said,
"Family fun day at the aquarium, shall we go?"
Elliot thought, "Kids, masses of noisy kids." But he only said, "Of course. Thank you for inviting me." At the aquarium, Elliot's father settled on a bench to read his National Geographic.
"Have some fun, Elliot,"
he said. So Elliot did. He skipped the mobs of kids at the giant saltwater tank, amazing jellies display, and hands-on tide pool exhibit. At the end of the hall, he discovered penguins. In their tidy black feathered tuxedos with their proper posture, they reminded Elliot of himself. Even Ferdinand Magellan looked like his kind of guy. And there's a portrait of Ferdinand Magellan next to the penguin display. The sign says, "Ferdinand Magellan, Explorer, discovered the Magellanic Penguin, 1519. At noontime, Elliot's father asked,
"Are you having fun?"
"Yes, thank you," said Elliot. "May I please have a penguin?"
"Sure,"
his father said, and handed over a $20 bill. "That's very kind," Elliot said, and headed off. In the illustration on that page, Elliot's father, who's seated on the bench, looks over his shoulder and sees the gift shop window filled with stuffed penguins, and a sign on the window says, "Today's special, plush penguins, $19.95. So that's why he takes a $20 bill out of his wallet and gives it to Elliot, who in response said, "That's very kind," and headed off. Elliot emptied the school notices from his backpack, selected the smallest penguin, and popped it inside. Only Elliot's not in the gift shop. Can you guess where Elliot is? He actually waded into the penguin display and popped a real penguin in his backpack. His father asked,
"Where's your penguin?"
"In my backpack," Elliot said. "Thanks for asking." In his room, Elliot dialed the air conditioner down to its coldest setting. "Maybe you'd like to skate," Elliot asked.
"Grok," said Magellan.
So Elliot dragged his old wading pool upstairs, then fed the garden hose through the kitchen window, and turned on the faucet. "Forgive the inconvenience," he said as he passed his father's office. Soon the air conditioner had done its work, and we see that the wading pool has been transformed into an ice rink, and the penguin and Elliot are skating on it. Later, Elliot knocked on the door of his father's office. "I have some research to do at the library about Magellan."
"When I was in third grade, I got Captain Cook,"
his father said. "Where did you keep him?" Elliot asked. But his father had already returned to charting the changing boundaries of the Great Barrier Reef. Elliot and Magellan rode to the library. When Elliot set him on the librarian's desk, Magellan held completely still. Miss Stanbridge didn't blink an eye, even when Magellan blinked his. She helped them access www.penguinsonice.com, copy pages from Antarctic anecdotes, and borrow best behavior for birds. On the way home, Elliot stopped for 8 bags of ice and a snack. Luckily, his father's $20 bill was just enough to cover it.
How did the research go?
Elliot's father asked from behind an atlas. Great. Magellan was perfect, Elliot said.
Just like Captain Cook,
his father said. Elliot read his library book aloud while Magellan cooled down. They shared a bag of goldfish crackers, but Magellan was still hungry. May I please bake frozen pizzas for supper? Elliot asked.
Well, that's nice of you,
his father said.
But the only flavor we have left is anchovy.
Perfect, Elliot said. Magellan loves them. That evening, Elliot heard his father rummaging for ice cream. Luckily, Magellan had politely moved the carton to the front of the freezer shelf. So by now you might have guessed where Elliot put Magellan. But Elliot's father still hasn't noticed there's a real penguin in their freezer. The picture just shows him looking at the carton of ice cream. Unfortunately, Magellan forgot his manners overnight. And there's a picture of Elliot opening the freezer door to find a sleeping Magellan with empty boxes of frozen shrimp, lobster, sardines, and oysters all around him. When Magellan awoke, he was longing for a swim. Elliot drew him a deep tub of cold water. He left Magellan diving and holding his breath.
I think I'll have a bit of a soak,
Elliot's father announced. Wait, Elliot said. I left my penguin in there.
I'll set him on the hamper and do my best not to splash. Elliot!
Elliot rushed to the door.
Young man, where did this penguin come from?
Elliot's father demanded. The southern tip of Argentina, Elliot said.
That's right,
his father said.
As for Captain Cook,
he added,
he came from the Galapagos Islands.
And on this last page of the story, Elliot's father is pictured in the bathtub scrubbing his back and pointing to a turtle, a real large turtle, sitting outside the tub next to him. We gather that turtle is named Captain Cook. And there's Elliot smiling and drying off his penguin Magellan. I guess you could say like father, like son. And the illustrations truly convey that, with Elliot in his black and white tuxedo matching his pet penguin Magellan, and his father in his green tortoise shell suit matching his real pet turtle, Captain Cook. That was One Cool Friend, written by Tony Buzzio, illustrated by David Small. David Small's illustrations in this book received a Caldecott Honor Book Award. And a special thanks to my friend Paul, who read with me. And Paul's pretty cool, too. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you'll tune in next time for more Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.